Madani News. Do you know what Deeni Work, Dawat-e-Islami is doing? Find out by watching Madani News. Find out by watching Madani News.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا نور اللہ Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat-e-Islami and these are the headlines.
May Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity, Ya Rab.
Amir al-Sunnat pays condolences upon the death of various people, offers dua for the forgiveness of the departed, presents Madani purse to the bereaved families. During his journey in Europe, the successor of Amir al-Sunnat, Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tari Madani, travels from Spain to Germany. The successor of Amir al-Sunnat departs from Barcelona, Spain. The devotees of the Prophet welcome him upon his arrival at Frankfurt Airport. Dawat Islami's Department Jamaat Madina at the forefront in igniting the lamp of religious knowledge. A graduation ceremony is held in Johannesburg, South Africa. Islamic scholars, teachers and students of Jamaat Madina, businessmen, representatives and other devotees of the Prophet participate. The head of Shura, Maulana Imran Attari, delivers a sunnah-inspired bayan. Madani marvels of embracing Islam also occur during the ijtima. Five non-Muslims embrace Islam. The heads of the students who completed Dars-e Nizami from Jamaat Madina are graced with imama certificates also awarded. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat visits the Madani Merkez Fazan Madina in Sakhar Sindh. Rukni Shura Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari also visits Jamaat Madina and Madrasat Madina.
We welcome our viewers to Madani News. You just watched the headlines. Let's now have a look at the details and listen to a condolence message of Amir al-Sunnat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qatil Razavi, in which he paid condolences upon the death of the devotees of the Prophet.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين فوت ہونے والے مومن کا اکرام. حضرت سیدنا ابراہیم نخعی رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں ہمیں یہ بات پہنچی کہ موت کے وقت مومن کو جنتی پھول اور خوشبو پیش کی جاتی ہے, پھر اس کی روح قبض ہوتی ہے, پھر اسے جنتی ریشم میں رکھ کر اس پر خوشبو چھڑکی جاتی ہے اور جنتی پھولوں میں لپیٹا جاتا ہے, پھر رحمت کے فرشتے اسے لے کر علیین میں پہنچا دیتے ہیں. میں تمام سوگواروں سے تعزیت کرتا ہوں اور صبر و ہمت سے کام لینے کی تلقین.
صبر کیجئے گا, ہمت رکھیے گا.
الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا ارحم الراحمین, اے سب سے بڑھ کر رحم فرمانے والے, ان کی قبر جنت کا باغ بنے, رحمت کے پھولوں سے ڈھکے, تا حد نظر وسیخ ہو جائے.
اللہم آمین.
یا رب مصطفیٰ, نور مصطفیٰ کا صدقہ ان کی قبر تا حشر جگمگاتی رہے.
اللہم آمین.
یا غفار الذنوب, اے گناہوں کی مغفرت فرمانے والے, مرحوم کو بے حساب مغفرت سے مشرف فرما کر انہیں جنت الفردوس میں اپنے پیارے پیارے آخری نبی مکی مدنی محمد عربی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا پڑوسی بنا. یا اللہ پاک تمام سوگواروں کو صبر جمیل اور صبر جمیل پر اجر جزیل مرحمت فرما.
صلو علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ علی محمد.
Let's also inform our viewers that during his journey in Europe, the successor of Amir al-Sunnat, Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tari Madani, set out to Germany after carrying out religious activities in Spain, where the local representatives and devotees of the Prophet welcomed him at the international airport in Frankfurt and had the honor to meet with him.
During Europe tour, the beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat, Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tari Madani, along with the head of European Union region and other representatives, attended the istimaat and met with the devotees of Rasul and departed for Germany.
The successor of Amir al-Sunnat, the Sattar's shadow is upon you. May your shadow remain upon us. The Sattar's shadow is upon you. May your shadow remain upon us.
He reached International Airport in Frankfurt, Germany. Local representatives and devotees of Rasul welcomed Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tari Madani.
Let's give you some delightful news that a graduation ijtima was held in South Africa in which Islamic scholars, teachers and students of Jamaat Madina, businessmen, representatives and other devotees of the Prophet participated. The head of Shura Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari and Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi delivered sunnah-inspired bayanat and motivated the Islamic brothers to take part in religious activities. Besides this, the heads of the students who completed Dars-e-Nizami from Jamaat Madina were graced with imama and certificates were also presented.
The Holy Quran and the Candle of Religious Knowledge enlighten people from all over the world. One of the departments that is presenting these services is Jamiat Madina. One of its branches is established in the area of lands in Johannesburg, South Africa, where a grand istima was held for the Islamic brothers who had the privilege of completing their Sinizami means Alim course this year. In which Sheikh al-Hadith Hazrat Maulana Iftikhar Ahmed Razavi Qadri Muntazirul Ali, as well as Islamic scholars from various areas of South Africa, traders and people related with various walks of life, devotees of Rasul and representatives of Dawat Islam participated. Head of Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan. Moreover, Muballigh Dawat Islami Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Muntazirul Ali summarized the bayan in English language.
Bibi ke saath kaise rehna?
Aur shurch mere din jo hai.
Maa ke saath kaise rehna?
How to behave with the mother.
Behen ke saath kaise rehna?
How to behave with the sister.
Islam sab bataata.
Islam teaches all of that.
Shohar ke saath kaise rehna?
Aur wife should stay with the husband.
Aulaad ke saath kya karna?
How to deal with the children.
Aulaad bhi bete ke saath kaise rehna? This is the beauty of Islam.
Lekin kitna khoobsurat ghar hota hai jab shohar kisi bhi ghair aurat se raabta waasta nahi rakhta. Kitna khoobsurat ghar hota hai jab biwi kisi bhi ghair mard se raabta nahi rakhti. दोनों में कॉन्फिडेंस कितना खूबसूरत होता है और ये कॉन्फिडेंस से आपस में मोहब्बत कितनी बढ़ जाती है और ये मोहब्बत से घर कितना खूबसूरत बन जाता है और इससे औलाद की तरबियत कितनी खूबसूरत हो रही होती
है। These moments became more delightful when a Madri marvel of embracing Islam was witnessed. Muballigh Dawat Islami helped 5 non-Muslims utter shahada and entered them into the fold of Islam.
इन्होंने माशाल्लाह कलिमा पढ़ लिया है, मुसलमान हो गए हैं, मैं इन्हें मुसलमान होने की मुबारकबाद देता हूं। वेलकम टू इस्लाम।
Then the heads of students were graced with imamas and certificates were also awarded. In the end, the head of shura offered dua, moreover salatu salam was recited. After the istima, the participants met with the head of shura.
The head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari visited the Madri Merkez Fazan Madina in Sakhar Sindh, where he also went to a Jamiat Madina and Madrasat Madina.
Rukne Shura and the head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari along with Rukne Shura Haji Ayaz Attari and other representatives visited Madri Merkez Fazan-e-Madina Sakhar Sindh. Rukne Shura and head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari visited Jamiat Madina and various departments at Fazan-e-Madina and reviewed the arrangements there. The local representatives informed Rukne Shura about the system there. Rukne Shura and head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari also visited Madrasat-e-Madina where he reviewed the facilities being provided to the students and provided guidance to the Islamic brothers.
On the 14th day of the passing of Mufti Muhammad Hassan Attari Madani's mother, a sunnah-inspired istima was held at a Jami Masjid in Sadr, Hyderabad, during which Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan and motivated the participants to contemplate the hereafter and join the religious environment of Dawat Islami.
A sunnah-inspired istima was held for the 14-day funeral rites of the mother of Mufti Muhammad Hassan Attari at Jami Masjid in Sadr, Hyderabad, in which family members of Mufti Hassan Attari, relatives, local Islamic brothers, as well as members of Majlis Shura, Hyderabad City Head, representatives of various departments, Islamic scholars and traders participated. Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Abdul Habib Attari, delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on preparing for the grave and contemplating the hereafter, and motivated the participants to do preparations in this regard and to donate virtues to the deceased. On this occasion, Mufti Hassan Attari Madani delivered bayan amongst the participants. In the end, Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami Maulana Abdul Habib Attari offered dua. The participants of the istima expressed their views to Madani News.
आने से ये चीजें सीखने को मिली आखरत की हवाले से बड़ी बातें हुई है माशाल्लाह और ये आखरत का जो भी बातें हुई है आखरत के हवाले से हुई है।
अब्दुल हबीब अत्तारी का बयान सुना तो मुझे आखरत की फिक्र हुई और मौत की फिक्र हुई और उन्होंने ये भी बताया कि मौत को क्यों याद करना चाहिए आखरत को क्यों याद करना चाहिए।
इंशाल्लाह ताला ऐसे प्रोग्राम हम हर 2 महीने में किया करेंगे।
At the end of the istima, the representatives distributed the weekly booklet named Virtues of Religious Knowledge amongst the participants.
A Madani Kafla Ishtima was held in Manga Mandi, Lahore, Punjab, during which Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami Haji Apur Raza Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan. He described the blessings of Madani Kafla to the participants of the Ishtima and motivated them to travel in 1 month Madani Kaflas from 9th December.
A Madani Kafla Ishtima was held at Manga Mandi in Lahore, Punjab, in which the devotees of Rasool in large numbers participated. Moreover, the representatives of various departments of Dawat Islami were also present. Rukneshwar Haji Yafur Azattari informed the participants about virtues of religious knowledge, pious deeds, virtues of presenting the invitation towards righteousness, as well as about the blessings of traveling in Madani Kaflas, and motivated them to travel in 1 month Madani Kafla from 9th December, upon which many Islamic brothers presented themselves right away. On this occasion, Rukneshwar entered the Islamic brothers into Silsila Aliya Qadri Razavi Attariya and made them the disciples of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat. In the end, Salatu Salam was recited. Moreover, Rukneshwar Haji Yafur Azattari offered dua and met with the participants.
An istima was held at the auditorium of Qaid-e-Awam University in Ladkana, Sindh, during which the head of Professionals Forum Pakistan talked about time management from an Islamic point of view. He urged the participants to spend their time in religious activities. Moreover, the head of the Department Pakistan met with professors and teachers and presented them with an introduction to the departments of Dawat-e-Islami. Let's learn more in this Madani News.
An istima was held at Qaid-e-Awam University of Engineering, Science and Technology in Ladkana, Sindh, in which HODs, professors, teachers and students participated. The head of Professionals Forum Department talked on time management as per Islamic viewpoint and motivated them to spend their time in serving their religion and carrying out pious deeds. In the end, dua and salatu salam were offered. The teachers and students participated in the istima expressed their views to Madani News.
डायरेक्शन में उनकी सोच जा रही है, लेकिन सर ने जो आज बताया कि मोटिवेशनल टॉक में कि जो हमारी मुस्लिम उम्मा है, वो इस दौर में अगर तरक्की करना चाहती है तो नबी पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के हुक्म पर चलते हुए और आला तालीमी मेयार पे उतरते हुए तरक्की कर सकती है।
दावत इस्लामी का ये जो प्रोग्राम है, इससे ना ही सिर्फ आपकी तबलीग हो रही है, मेरे ख्याल से इससे आपकी जो है, आप जो नौजवान नस्ल है उनको आप मोटिवेशन दे रहे हो, उनको आप इंस्पायर कर रहे हो।
इसने हमें टाइम मैनेजमेंट के स्किल्स के बारे में हमें कुछ समझाया और हमें बताया कि इस्लाम के तरीके से टाइम मैनेजमेंट हम कैसे करें।
उसने काफ़ी अच्छा मोटिवेट किया था, जो हमें बहुत कुछ सीखने को मिला टाइम मैनेजमेंट के बारे में कि इस्लाम के तरीके से कैसे किया जाए टाइम मैनेजमेंट के लिए।
द हेड ऑफ द डिपार्टमेंट पाकिस्तान टोल्ड मदनी न्यूज इन दिस रिगार्ड।
कायद-ए-आवाम यूनिवर्सिटी लाड़काना, आज यहाँ पर अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह एक ट्रेनिंग सेशन हुआ जो कि दावत इस्लामी शोबा तालीम के तहत था। टॉपिक था टाइम मैनेजमेंट स्किल्स फ्रॉम एन इस्लामिक पर्सपेक्टिव। कसीर तादाद में असातिज़ा और तलबा की शिरकत हुई। नबी मुकर्रम सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम की सीरत के हवाले से इन्हें बताया गया, समझाया गया और सब ने ये नीयत की कि इंशाअल्लाह अज़्ज़वजल रोजाना कम अज़ कम 12 मिनट हम नबी पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की सीरत का मुताला करेंगे।
द हेड ऑफ द डिपार्टमेंट पाकिस्तान ऑफ प्रोफेशनल्स फोरम मेट विद प्रोफेसर्स एंड टीचर्स एंड टॉक्ड ऑन व्हाट अ टीचर शुड बी लाइक एंड प्रेजेंटेड एन इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ वेरियस डिपार्टमेंट्स ऑफ दावत इस्लामी एंड इन्फॉर्म्ड देम अबाउट द ग्लोबल रिलीजियस एंड वेलफेयर एक्टिविटीज ऑफ दावत इस्लामी।
An Umrah course was held by Hajj Umrah Department at Faizan-e-Madina, Islamabad, during which the head of the department, the provincial and division representatives provided guidance to the participants. They also taught the method of donning ihram and other manners of Umrah to the participants.
A course was held under Hajj Umrah Department at the Madani Merkez Faizan-e-Madina Sector G11 in which the Islamic Brothers from Islamabad and other cities participated. The head of the department taught the method of donning ihram. On this occasion, provincial and divisional representatives provided guidance to the Islamic Brothers. With respect to this, the representative of Hajj Umrah Department Atak told Madani News.
We have learned that if we have to do it, then what do we have to do? और फिर ये भी सीखा कि जब मदीना शरीफ जाना है, हजूर की बारगाह की हाजिरी की नीयत से जाना है तो किस अंदाज से जाना है। बड़े ऐसे अंदाज से में बताया गया कि जो काम करना है उसकी फजीलत क्या है, उसकी अहमियत क्या है, उसमें फराइज कौन से हैं, उसमें वाजिबात कौन से सुनते हैं, कौन से मुस्तहबात हैं।
इन द एंड द पार्टिसिपेंट्स वर मोटिवेटेड टू रीड रफीकुल हरमैन।
द सेक्रेटरी जनरल ऑफ पंजाब किसान बोर्ड राय आसिफ शेर विजिटेड फैजान-ए-मदीना ओकाड़ा पंजाब, where the head of division Mushawarat and the head of district Mushawarat gave him a tour of various departments and presented him with an introduction to the departments of Dawat-e-Islami.
The Secretary General of Punjab Kisan Board Rai Asif Sher visited Madani Merkez Faizan-e-Madina of Dawat-e-Islami in Okada, Punjab, where the head of division Mushawarat and head of district Mushawarat showed them Jamiat-e-Madina, Faizan Online Academy as well as other departments and presented an introduction of various departments of Dawat-e-Islami and informed them about the global religious and welfare activities of Dawat-e-Islami, upon which he appreciated the efforts of दाउद इस्लामी एंड शेयर्ड हिज व्यूज विद मदनी न्यूज़।
फैजाने मदीना उकाड़ा का विजिट किया। फैजाने मदीना के बारे में सिर्फ इतना ही सुना था कि ये दरस और मसाजिद तक महदूद है, लेकिन आज जब मैंने देखा कि यहाँ पे ऑनलाइन क्लासेस, जो कि एक बड़ा, मैं समझता हूँ कि بہت ہی بڑا نظام جو کہ اکاڑا میں چلا رہے ہیں، جبکہ مجھے انہوں نے بتایا کہ یہ نظام پورے پاکستان میں اس سے بڑی بڑی برانچیں موجود ہیں۔ اس کے علاوہ جامعت المدینہ جو کہ ان کی یہ بھی برانچ کام کر رہی ہے، اسے دیکھا، اسے وزٹ کیا، وہاں پہ مدارس کے بچے جو کہ بچے بیٹھے ہوئے تھے ان سے ملا، اور یہ نظام میں دیکھ کے خود حیران ہوا ہوں کہ یہ اکاڑا میں فیضان مدینہ دعوت اسلامی کے تحت اتنا نظام چل رہا ہے۔
The Secretary General of Punjab Kisan Board Rao Asif Sher was motivated to take part in the religious and welfare activities wholeheartedly and serve the religion upon which he expressed good intentions.
Let's inform you about the auditions held with respect to Zehni Aazmaish season 14. Today, Tuesday, auditions were held in Samandari, Punjab, in which students and the Islamic Brothers related with various walks of life participated. On 7 December, Wednesday, auditions will be held in Gujranwala, Punjab. The Islamic Brothers who wish to participate may contact their numbers displayed on the screen. At the end, let's listen to an audio message of Amir Ahlus-Sunnat in which he inquired about the health of various people upon their ailment, offered dua for their recovery, and also presented Madani pearls.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين. شہد پینے کا فائدہ، حضرت الحاج مفتی احمد یار خان رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم روزانہ صبح کو ایک پیالہ شہد کا شربت پیا کرتے تھے۔ دیکھیے مرآت المناجی جلد 6 پیج نمبر 254۔ پانی میں شہد ملا کر صبح خالی پیٹ پینا، اس میں بہت فوائد ہیں۔ خالی پیٹ میں شہد فوراً جذب ہو کر معدے کی صفائی کرتا اور جسم کو بیماریوں سے محفوظ رکھتا ہے۔ حضرت سیدنا ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ سے روایت ہے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا فرمان صحت نشان ہے، جو کوئی ہر ماہ 3 دن صبح کے وقت شہد چاٹ لے وہ اس مہینے کسی بڑی مصیبت میں مبتلا نہ ہوگا۔
سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ۔
مدنی التجا، ہر ایک کو چاہیے کہ اپنے لیے شہد کے تعلق سے یہ غور کر لے اور کب پینا یا چاٹنا مفید ہے یہ اپنے طبیب یعنی ڈاکٹر یا حکیم سے مشورہ کر لے۔ الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ وصلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ یا شافی الامراض، اے بیماریوں سے شفا دینے والے، ان کی بیماریاں دور کر کے انہیں صحتوں، راحتوں، عافیتوں، عبادتوں، ریاضتوں، دینی خدمتوں اور سنتوں بھری طویل زندگی عطا فرما۔
اللہم آمین۔
اے اللہ پاک نے در در کی ٹھوکروں، اسپتالوں کے پھیروں، ڈاکٹروں کی بھاری بھاری فیسوں اور مہنگی مہنگی دواؤں کے خرچوں سے نجات عطا فرما۔
اللہم آمین۔
لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ، لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ، لا باس طہور انشاءاللہ۔ گھبرائیے نہیں، بیماری انشاءاللہ الکریم گناہوں سے پاک کر دے گی۔ ایک بہت پیارا روحانی علاج پیش کرتا ہوں۔ یا سلام 111 بار پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کر لیجئے، اور جو خود نہیں پڑھ سکتا اس پر پڑھ کر دم کر دیجئے، انشاءاللہ الکریم صحت و شفا حاصل ہوگی۔ شفا حاصل ہونے تک وظیفہ جاری رکھیے، یہ روزانہ ایک بار کرنا ہے، اور پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کرنے کے ساتھ ساتھ پانی پر دم کر کے بھی پلایا جائے۔ گھر کے تمام افراد کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے کہ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں، گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزاریں، دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہیں۔
صلو علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ علیہ محمد۔
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more inshallah azawajal. For more information and previous news visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Madani news. Do you know what deeni work Dawat-e-Islami is doing? Find out by watching Madani news. Find out by watching Madani news.